So our gospel passage today is really lighthearted. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! And it goes on. I think whenever we stumble upon Bible passages like this, we can ask ourselves, well, where did nice God go? Where? I thought Jesus was a nice guy. What is this? Why is he reproaching them? Why is he upbraiding them? Why is he telling them, like, you're going down to the netherworld? And we can kind of get a little confused, but we can ask ourselves, why is God not nice here? But when we do that, we forget that God is not nice, he's holy. God is holy, God is good, God is trustworthy, God is always faithful, God is always there, God is always available, he's always accessible, but he's not nice, necessarily. In the scriptures, we read in a lot of places, actually, and I found one where it talks about how God casts down in order to raise up. He wounds us in order to heal us. It comes from the prophet Hosea, which I think is kind of appropriate in light of this gospel passage. It says, "Come, let us return to the Lord. Let us return to the Lord, for he has torn that he may heal us. He has stricken and he will bind us up." So when God gives us these harsh words, when God doesn't seem to be very nice to us, it's actually for our benefit. It's for us in order to come back to him, to return to the Lord, that he might heal us, that he might bind us up, that he might, you know, provide that bandage on the wound. When you get a scrape, you put some antiseptic on it, and it stings. It hurts. It's not nice. But the Band-Aid, the oil, the healing actually comes from that. So we have to kind of get that sting first. We have to realize that sin actually does break our relationship with God, right? Like, it actually wounds us. It actually has an effect on us. And so there's something at stake. If God did not give us harsh words from time to time, if he did not lay it on the line and say, you have to return to me, like, this is not the way you should be living, then we would not know what is at stake. And he wouldn't be very merciful. A merciful God lets us know when we've gone wrong in order that we might come back, in order that we might be healed. God's judgment, God's wrath, God's, you know, not niceness, is always directed to our salvation. It's always directed to the salvation of our souls. It reveals to us that we do not have a fickle God who doesn't really care about what we do. It reveals that we're not supposed to just kind of be in servile fear, but rather realize that he's trying to help us. He's trying to save us. Save us from our lukewarmness. Save us from our rejection. Jesus' words are shocking to us because, you know, we kind of think that Jesus is supposed to be just a buddy, but he is our Lord. He is Lord. And so our life belongs to him. Our life belongs completely to him. It was interesting because I was looking at the scriptures kind of in light of this, like kind of what is around this Bible passage. And what I found actually was that right after this upbraiding, right after this reproaching that Jesus gives the crowds that did not repent, the crowds that did not believe, comes one of the most gentle and one of the most beautiful passages that I'm sure all of you have heard or may be familiar with. Just a few verses later, after he's done totally laying the smackdown, he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Those are some of the most comforting words in the scriptures, and it comes after possibly one of the most harsh-sounding scriptures. So let us not be afraid that Jesus is suddenly like someone different, or that he's not someone that we can come to with everything that's going on in our life. He wants to give us rest. He wants to give us his yoke, his burden, which is light, which is easy. We just have to trust him.